What can people do to protect themselves from breathing in the smoke?
Many experts that I've spoken with have really encouraged people to make sure that they're checking the air quality index reports, knowing what that means, you know, use that to best protect themselves. Exercising outside really is not good during this time, especially when experts are suggesting people stay inside just in general. And wearing sophisticated masks, masks like KN95s and N95s that can really help filter the particles, not just regular masks, but masks that are geared towards filtering some of this fine particulate matter if you do have to go outside. Some simple things that people can do to protect themselves are, while it sucks, staying inside, turning off your AC. I know it's hot outside, but ACs can kind of bring in and concentrate some of those fine air particulates. So turning off your AC, shutting your windows, and kind of containing yourself indoors so that you're not exposing yourself to the elements outside.
So let's shift to some of the policy implications of this, if there will be any. I know that some people are required to work outside for their jobs, and I've noticed around here in D.C., construction work is still happening. What are the rules for protecting people who can't stay inside?
There are a lot of questions about this, and I think it's really important. A lot of people don't have the luxury to be able to stay inside and shelter in place when air quality is really low like this. So you think about construction workers, people in delivery, farm workers, they're still outside and they're still doing physical labor, especially when experts told us not to be exercising outside because that increases inhaling more of these fine particulate matters. So it's important, and there are federal rules that require employers to provide masks once the air quality index hits certain levels, but those rules are really hard to enforce. I mean, I didn't see any construction workers wearing masks yesterday. And employers might not provide the masks or that type of protective gear. So then the burden is on people to bring their own. And I feel like a lot of workers might feel pressure from their boss or just financial pressure to keep working during low moments of low air quality because they can't afford to take off because the air is too harsh for them to work in. We know along the West Coast especially that there is a push to tighten regulations at the state and federal level to better protect workers. It'll be interesting to see if there is more movement on the regulatory front now that wildfire smoke is affecting more people in the country and, you know, the lawmakers here in Washington, D.C.